Give me the word. Make it plain and clear to me. Give me the word. It's a light that I might see. Give me the word.
Give me the word, an outreach of Restoration Church. Visit us online at restorechurch.ca. Now let's join Jeff Edwards as he brings us a word of encouragement, hope, and restoration for today.
Well, good morning, God bless. This is Jeff Edwards.
And Mae Myers Edwards.
And we'd like to welcome you to Give Me the Word. Remember, Give Me the Word is brought to you to help establish you in faith, to settle you, to put you beyond doubt, and bring you into a favorable position. We're so excited that you've given us the privilege to come into your home, your office, your car, and minister to you today. And I want to remind you that we are now on air ministering to you every Tuesday through Friday. What a privilege and joy it is that we have the opportunity to connect with you, and we'd like for you to connect with us. At the end of the program today, we're going to give you the ministry prayer line that you can call. There's always someone here to pray for you. But over the next couple of weeks, we're going to be talking a lot about our Women of Worth Conference. And my wife, she's wonderfully gifted, and she had a heart's desire to touch the lives of women all over Northern Ontario. And this is our third annual Women of Worth Conference. We started at the Travel Lodge, then we went to the Steelworkers Hall, and you've outgrown the Steelworkers Hall, and we're believing for 250 women this year to come together, and I want you to write that down because you're one of those. That's right. You're important. And what you're going to learn from this conference, we've got incredible worship with Brooke Nichols, the award-winning Canadian Female Vocalist of the Year. She's going to be doing the worship for the conference. And my wife, Mae, is going to be sharing with you the theme of the conference. And it's just for you. Ladies, this is just for you to feel special. So, Mae, you know, why don't you just kind of tell them some of the exciting things you got planned for the conference?
I would love to do that. We're very excited. So our Women of Worth annual conference is being held at the Steelworkers Hall here in Sudbury, which is 66 Brady Street. And the theme this year is cherished, chosen, and called. We are all cherished and loved of God. We're all chosen by Him, and we're called for a specific assignment and purpose with our time here on earth. And we have some dynamic speakers. We have Pastor Stacy Quinlan from Sault Ste. Marie speaking, and we have Pastor Amanda Robichaud from Sudbury here from All Nations Church, and I will be speaking. And as Pastor Jeff mentioned, Brooke Nichols will be joining us for worship, and we are so excited to be in that presence and just to worship and be thankful for everything that God has for us. Now, throughout the day, we start at 8:30, registration and a continental breakfast, and the conference starts at 9 with the worship. And we have a complimentary lunch in the afternoon, and we have so many surprises. We have individual gifts for ladies. We have a door prize worth over $1,000. We do draws throughout the day. But you know, it's a time to come together in unity. It's a time to come together to make new friends and to meet new people from all over Northern Ontario. And most importantly, to hear God's word. We're excited to see what God has for each and every one of us that day.
And you know, ladies, it's only $45, and I'm encouraging, call today and register. You can call 705-588-7600. Once again, that's 705-588-7600. Call today and register. The registration is filling up. Bring a friend. I say it this way. Husbands, send your daughters. Send your wives. I say this. Men, send your girlfriends. Ladies, you need to value yourself. Matter of fact, I'm looking at one of the things here that my wife has printed off, and it just says, you know, you're worth something because God determines your value, and He thinks you're to die for. I want you to understand something, ladies, that it is all about bringing you hope, bringing you faith, bringing you to a place of recognizing your uniqueness. And May, I know you are really interested in the topic of, you know, the mind and how the mind works. And you love Carolyn Leaf. She's a neuroscientist, I believe is what it is. And she deals with a lot of people. And the topic is always about changing your thinking. I know many of you listening right now, you're wanting to see a change in your life. You're wanting to see transformation in your life. Your life is not stuck at the page it is right now. You can make a change and you can make a difference. And sometimes you just need to invest in yourself. And that's why what they're going to be sharing from this conference, the different speakers, I'll tell you what, it's going to be transforming if you'll allow it to be and if you'll value yourself. May, why don't you just take a few minutes and minister straight to the ladies and just encourage them and how God will change their life and how important it is for them to value themselves. And that's one of the biggest battles, I believe, not just women face, but men as well.
Those are really valid comments. You know that every woman, no matter what stage of life we are in, we have value and significance. Now, sometimes we've heard messages that come against that. Sometimes we've been told that we're not good enough, not smart enough, not pretty enough, whatever it might be. And you know, that affects us. But when we know how loved we are from God, when we know what His Word says about each and every one of us, not just at a head level, but in a heart level, then we have peace, that we have joy. We know that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. We know that we were formed in our mother's womb and the Lord knew about us before the formation of the earth. And so when we start to understand that and we understand our identity and how unique every one of us is, there's a shift in our lives. We have more confidence and we can live out what our destiny is. And we know that even through difficult times, there's hope. We're not alone because, you know, Jesus is the answer for every battle and every difficulty that we face and that we go through. And we're not alone. So it's a time to come together and really come to know how loved we are, that we were chosen. You know, one of my favorite Psalms, Psalm 139, talks about how often God thinks of us, the number of grains of sand that there are. And I mean, I pick up a handful of sand at the beach and I look at that and I think, that's just one handful. And He thinks about us as often as the grains of sand that there are worldwide. I don't think that our mind can really comprehend that. But boy, He knows. His Word says that every hair on our head is numbered. And so He knows us in such an intimate way. We need to know Him in an intimate way. And it opens up for us to be peaceful and loving and just so excited, no matter if we're in the storm, we're in the difficult times, or we're on the mountaintop. We know He's got us covered. So we're going to be talking about how much we're loved by God, how He's chosen us, and how we're called. We have an assignment here. We're not just here by chance. And so to tap into that and to encourage each and every one of us as we go through battles, He is the answer.
And I want to remind you, ladies, this is not about one church. This is about the body of Christ coming together. Matter of fact, we have an entire team from many different denominations and many different churches that are involved. We've got a hostess for each and every table that's going to make you feel special and loved. And you know what? It doesn't matter where you're at in life. Perhaps you're a single mom. I know how difficult that could be. You know, perhaps you're dealing with relational issues in your family. Perhaps you're struggling with career choices. Perhaps you're just at that place in life. You're just uncertain. What does the future hold? Perhaps your heart has been broken. Perhaps you've been through a season of abuse. And unfortunately, I'll just say it this way. Perhaps you're in the midst of abuse right now and you need to learn that you're valued and you need to take some value for yourself. That's why we're putting this conference on for Northern Ontario, because we care. We're reaching out with our faith. We're reaching out in partnership and friendship, and we've had many different ministries from across the North begin to get involved with the Women of Worth because they believe in you. And I want you to know that we believe in you. We believe that change is possible. We believe that you can achieve all that God has for you, and we believe that if you'll learn to value yourself. You know, one of the things that my wife May was sharing with me, she was talking about, you know, Carolyn Leaf being the neuroscientist and how many times when she's dealing with people that had brain injuries and trauma, listen very carefully to what my wife is about ready to say to you on how it can change your future about getting you to think more positive about yourself.
Yes, I was reading in her new book what Dr. Carolyn Leaf does when she works with head injury recipients or people that are just very broken and really don't feel like they have a lot of hope in life. And so she has this inventory that she goes through with each individual. And she starts to, through this questionnaire and conversation, garner how unique they are. That there are things about that person that are unique and how they process information, how they problem solve, how they react to things in life, how they love and so on. And so she noticed that no matter how severe a situation was, as a person started to see how unique they were, they started to have hope. They started to turn a corner. They started to leave the depression, the oppression, whatever was pressing against them. And then she worked individually with those people over time. They were set free. And what I love about Dr. Carolyn Leaf is she is a Christian. And even though she delves in science and it really proves what God's word says, and that's what she loves to share, that science is catching up to what the Bible tells us and what God already has told us.
And you know, my wife has an incredible story about her life and where it was and the different things she's went through in life. And you're going to hear some of that testimonies, because I'll tell you what, I'm absolutely amazed with how God has worked in my wife's life, the compassion, the love. And I'll tell you what, she was a single mom for a lot of years. She was a career woman, you know, and to just see how God has worked through her life, you know, I've often said it this way. You know, you really don't have anything to share until you've been through life and understand where it's really at. And Jesus was always able to connect with people right where they're at. And these speakers that we have speaking to you, they're all at different stages of life and ministry. They have a heart to reach out and love you. And my question is this: would you allow us to help you? Would you allow us to minister to you? This event's for you. That's why we've kept the cost of this thing down to $45 and made it such an incredible event to bless you. We're here to bless you. We've got gifts for you. We've got a CD that'll be included in every single packet for you of just blessing. And I want you to know, we value you. Husbands, will you value your wife? Will you call up and register for her? Will you say, honey, take the day, I'll take care of the kids? You know, what about the single mom? Perhaps some of you could help fund the single moms. We've already given a number of different guests things out for people. And so there shouldn't be anyone left out. Someone should take and invest in people's lives. We want you to invest in yourself. And as May said, you know, we are going to see such an incredible event. Ladies, it's just for you. May, we got about a minute and a half, and then I'm going to close out sharing that. Would you just pray for the ladies this morning and just let the spirit of the love of God just flow through?
I would be honored to. Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for every woman listening, and every woman that will be at the conference, Lord. And we just ask for Holy Spirit, your presence to be there. We call the ladies in from the north, south, east, west. Lord, you know every need. You know that when every woman steps into that area, Lord, that you are present. And Lord, we're believing for people's lives to be changed, for hope to be instilled, for truth to come through, and for people that are wounded, Lord, for healing to begin and a release from depression or oppression, Lord. And for those, Lord, that are hungry for being in your presence, that they would be just filled with excitement and hope and ready to go out into their sphere of influence and just be an ambassador for you, Lord. And so we thank you for this privilege of holding this conference. We pray safe travel for everyone coming from all the different communities, Lord. And we are just so humbled and honored that we have the privilege to do this, that we live in a country where we can freely do this, Lord. I thank you for each speaker and for Brooke Nichols doing worship. We pray protection over each one. And we thank you, Lord. We're expecting that you will meet each need in each woman that day, that we will have unity, we will have fun, and we will hear the power of your word.
I want to encourage you that we partner together with KFM and their prayer line. If you need additional prayer, would you dial 866-772-9000? 9379. That's the toll-free ministry prayer line from anywhere across Northern Ontario. 866-772-9379. Totally confidential. The prayer lines are here for you. My wife just released a prayer for you. And ladies, I want to remind you, register today. Register today for Women of Worth, March the 9th. A full, exciting day just for you. Brooke Nichols, Canada's award-winning female gospel, female vocalist of the year, is going to be doing worship multiple times. Also, we've got incredible speakers, great gifts, lunch. What a fun day it's going to be. I'm going to be there serving you all, and I'm telling you, I'm excited to be in there and hear what's going on and to serve. So call today, 705-588-7600. Register today. Seating is limited, and we are getting lots of calls, so you don't miss out. Call today, and guess what? Pay for a friend. Be a blessing to somebody. Pay for a friend and bring a friend along to the Women of Worth, March the 9th. This is Pastor Jeff and
Pastor May.
We want to say to you, remember, Jesus is risen.
Victory is assured.
Give me the word.
Thank you for tuning in to Give Me the Word with Jeff Edwards. For more faith-building messages and resources, visit us online at restorechurch.ca and download our app today. Remember, Jesus is risen. Victory is assured.